Q102 Land is in the Q Mix. It's 8:41 now, 19 minutes till 9. Brian Jackson here, and the Breakfast Bunch rocks on with so much more great Q Mix to come. But I've been looking forward to this moment for quite some time, ever since I found the story of Linda Krill and then read the book Blind Curves. And on the Q102 hotline with me from Reston, Virginia, I believe that's where you are, Linda Krill. Good morning, Linda.
Good morning, and it's Reston, Virginia, but that doesn't matter. We're just an hour and a half north.
I knew it was someplace in Virginia.
Yes.
Now, let's just dive in to the story behind the book. The book is called Blind Curves, and I'm not going to tell the story of the book. You tell us, what do you want us to know about your book?
Well, I think a lot of us go through any kind of loss in life, and the world is changing so fast around us. And you know, at some point we say, what now? How do we rebuild our life? And I had gone, lost a husband to cancer, and I had done all the things for 18 months that a new widow is supposed to do, and I was still miserable, and the expert advice was failing. And one day, just in absolute rebellion, I thought, what is the most opposite thing I could suggest and do, you know, for, you know, that's opposite of all this advice? And I just threatened to the universe that I would learn to ride a motorcycle, and I was just a rebellious statement that felt good to say, and I never intended to do it. But the next day I met a friend and who is a business executive, and he said, how's it going, Linda? And I said, it's not coming back together. I can't get life to move forward. And I'm embarrassed by that, and I've even threatened to learn to ride a motorcycle. And he laughed, and he said, don't you know, I organize motorcycle trips all over the world. 2 months, we're flying to Vancouver, Canada. We're going to get on Harleys, and we're going to go to Victoria Island and then do the coast of Washington, Oregon, Northern California. And we need you. We need another woman rider because one of the women who was going with her husband, the husband can't go, and we need a woman rider. And my answer was, no, that's not me. I can't do it.
But the fact is, you did.
Yes.
You not only... You not only took a crash course in writing, and when I say crash, you actually laid one down, but you actually overcame that initial fear. You got your motorcycle license. You flew to Vancouver. You got on a Harley Davidson with maybe 200 or 300 miles of riding experience under your belt, and you went on a 2,500-mile ride. And a lot like Zen and the Art of Motorcycle Maintenance, which is not really about motorcycle maintenance, this book is about a motorcycle ride, but it's also not about it. It's about the reinvention of a human being, the rediscovery of a human being, and how you got a handle on your life by dealing with the blind curves in the road ahead with your knees in the breeze on a Harley.
That's exactly right. I finally said to myself, if I continue to do the advice that I've been told and continue to use everything I know, I'm going to expect more of the same. The only way I'm going to get something different is to erase the boundary around who I think Linda is and try something new. And the motorcycle trip, there's really two trips. There's the road trip, and it is written as a travel memoir that describes all the beautiful things that we saw and the experience of being on a motorcycle. But the second trip I call a shadow trip. And that's really when I tested the old Linda and all the beliefs I had and all the things I thought were true about myself and about life. And when you step out of who you are and do something so opposite... I was a corporate executive. I worked with Fortune 100 companies. I wore business suits. I didn't wear leathers. You know, I didn't hang out with the motorcycle crowd. But on this trip, it really made me see a whole nother world and a whole nother Linda that I had forgotten was there.
So that's why I say not only was it an exercise in reinvention, it was an exercise in rediscovery, because I think reading the book, I felt that you got in touch with somebody you used to be and had kind of forgotten about.
Right. Well, so much of the advice to anybody who goes through dramatic change is to pamper yourself and pull back, you know, and make sure you're sleeping and eating and exercising. But what we forget is the next step that comes after that, and that's to learn to go out there and trust yourself in the world. And learning to ride an 800-pound motorcycle and put 50 pounds more of luggage behind you and head out with a group of people that knew what they were doing and you're barely experienced really made me get in touch with my fears and my self-doubts. And, of course, you fail and do something stupid mistakes when you're first learning. Learning to love yourself, brush yourself off, and keep going, that's where resiliency comes. And that's what I found on the trip, is that I could learn to trust Linda, to take something on that was difficult And even though I failed, I kept in there. And that means that after the motorcycle trip, I could do the same in my life.
Hmm. Yeah. Let's talk about the first ride that's in there. You talk about the two different rides. The first ride had to do with getting on a Harley and riding some of the most beautiful roads in America. And as I read the book, I was reminded of those roads that I had ridden myself during the years that I was working for the Speed Channel, making a motorcycle show. The 101, for instance, the Coast Highway.
Yes.
The Golden State Highway. Your description of these roads and the scenery, your description of Crater Lake at midnight was one of the most ethereal, beautiful. It was almost like being in a trance to read it. Go ahead.
Well, it was interesting. I had to learn to become a writer, and I didn't want to just write the ordinary book about the motorcycle experience. I wanted to be a good travel writer. So actually, I studied the Washington Post travel section every Sunday and saw how normal, you know, travel writers wrote about things that everyone has seen. We've all been to Niagara Falls. We've all been to certain different places. How did the travel writer write it that made it look different? And so my job was, as a motorcyclist who had been traveling all day, how did I look at the sunset over the Pacific that was different than the way somebody else would write it? You know, so the learning to write about beauty that we see on a motorcycle was something I actually learned by studying other travel writers.
Wow. And so this is a big journey for you to come from being a corporate executive, a consultant, business consultant, not only learning to ride, but putting yourself in a very risky circumstance. I mean, honest to goodness, I mean, for an inexperienced rider to get on a Harley and go on some of the roads, the twisties that you took, that's a lot of responsibility. That's a lot of risk. And then to take another risk of actually trying to write a book that would be of interest to people, and believe me, it is. The book is fabulous. I'm recommending it to every QB. It is a story of transformation. It is a story of taking life, the bull by the horns, of saying, I am tired of being miserable. I'm not going to be miserable anymore. I'm going to shake out of this and do whatever it takes. And it's inspirational to read. I could feel with you. There were so many times, I mean, at least once a page, Linda, I swear to goodness, at least once a page, I just wanted to reach out and give you a hug.
Oh, I could have used those hugs.
Yeah, I could tell. And so I'm going to tell you, the name of the book is Blind Curves. And, of course, that describes, tell us the significance of the name of the book.
Well, the name of the book is that sometimes in life we get to that place where more of the same doesn't work. And the only thing we can hope is if we try something different, it may not be better, but at least it will be different. And to me, when you're traveling on a road and you're lost and you think, well, maybe around that next blind curve is the turnoff I'm looking for. And that's the way it is in life, too, is sometimes we have to head into the unknown, which is what I'm calling the blind curve,
yeah,
in hopes that what's on the other side will be better. And if we do enough blind curves, eventually, we've discovered enough territory that's new that we have more things to recreate ourselves with.
On the Q102 hotline with Linda Krill, that's C-R-I-L-L, Linda Krill, all the way from Virginia, calling us on the Q102 hotline to discuss her new book, Blind Curves. And I know QBs are saying, I got to read this book. How can they get a hold of a copy?
It's found online with Amazon.com. It's Barnes & Noble. It's with Books A Million online. It comes in both Kindle and Nook form. Google Plus has it. So if you go online and search Blind Curves, and my last name is Linda Krill with a C-R-I-L-L, mm-hmm, you'll find all the different ways. It's even going to be downloaded to your Android using Kobo.
Terrific. Terrific. Well, once again, thank you for being on the show this morning. Thank you for writing such a sensitive book that addresses an issue that a lot of us address, because there are QBs all over the audience right now who've gone through changes in their lives that have left them questioning, what do I do next? Not only what do I do next, but how do I do it? And I really think that anybody who reads your book is going to get just a total pile of great information and inspiration to be able to move forward.
Thank you. Yes, and hopefully that's what I hope every reader will find, is answers that they are asking.
Terrific. Thank you again. And I hope, you never know, roads cross in strange ways, so maybe one day you and I will both get our knees in the breeze on the same highway, and I look forward to that.
I look forward to that, too. Happy riding.